moment, watching the sunrise over the rock.
Oh, amazing. What a great way to do this interview.
Yeah, I've got a few of them this morning. They started at 5:30, so I was like, bugger them doing it from my hotel room. I'm going to get out and about and watch the sunrise over Uluru.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, very exciting to have MasterChef back on our screens tonight. I grew up watching the show. It's very exciting to have it back on our screens. Anything different this season? Has COVID made you change stuff up a little bit?
Yeah, I think, you know, we went through 2020 and we filmed through COVID and we made the changes that we needed to make in terms of social distancing, you know, hand sanitizing, all that stuff that everyone does these days.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still the same rules. I think for us, what the biggest change is the caliber of contestants. I think everyone last year went through a period where they started to question what they were doing and if they were doing the right thing and if they were happy.
Yeah.
Doing. And I really feel like these contestants that we've got this year is probably, you know, wanted to apply in previous years, but when you hit a pandemic, you're really like, I'm just going to go do what I want to do, see how it goes.
Yeah.
And we've got the most amazing bunch of contestants. And they're producing such good food, and I feel like that's what MasterChef is all about.
Yeah, I feel like MasterChef is like a wow cooking show. You've got cooking shows that are kind of instructional, telling people at home, you know, how to cook it, do this. But you watch MasterChef and you go, oh my goodness, some people may think I'm never going to be able to cook like that. Is there anything throughout this season that maybe home cooks who maybe aren't to the caliber of MasterChef this season, anything they can take home?
Definitely, hugely. And that's one of the reasons that I started watching, well, in season three, was kind of to get inspiration for dinner.
Yeah.
So there's loads of that this year. I think definitely at the beginning and right the way through, we've really tried to get the cooks to cook food that they would cook for their family, because that's the food that we want to see. You know, that's the food that they're the best at, and yet
yeah,
we want them to progress. But it's probably progression that's in their field, not trying to be something that they're not. So it definitely is something that, you know, home cooks can look at and go, I could do that. I'm going to head to the template website, you know, get the recipe and give it a crack at home. It's very much home cooking, just on another level.
Yeah, awesome. Now, like you said, you were filming during COVID last season. Stuff had to change. The format had to change a little bit. Will we be seeing contestants out in public again doing that sort of stuff, those group challenges?
Yeah, mate. I'm actually coming to you from Uluru, so we're up here.
Oh, you're filming at the moment?
Yeah, we're shooting for a week up here. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, we've been able to get out and about again, which I think is really important for the contestants. As much as the MasterChef Kitchen is, you know, the home of MasterChef, and it's beautiful, and it's, you know, what it's all about. Getting out and visiting producers, you know, visiting places like Uluru, getting inspiration from places, you know, ingredients and producers outside of the MasterChef Kitchen, that's really important for the progression of the guys as well. So stoked that we're able to be, you know, let loose and let out into the public again and visit farms and producers and spectacular locations like Uluru and really get some inspiration for the guys.
Throughout the season, throughout all your travels you've been doing for the filming, has there been a favourite spot, a favourite location, or a favourite bit of produce that you've tried throughout the season?
Mate, we had a lobster challenge down at Apollo Bay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, for me being a seafood lover, I think we had probably 14 or 15 contestants back then, so when you get to try 14 or 15 lobster dishes,
you're happy.
Bloody good day. Yeah. Yeah. Lobsters literally came straight off the boat. They were caught that morning. They were still alive when the guys, you know, when the crate was handed to the contestants. So, you know, you can't go past eating 16 lobster dishes.
And Apollo Bay is really beautiful as well.
Yeah, stunning. And I hadn't been down that way, you know, before, so being based in Melbourne when we film, I've now been down to Lord and been down to White River and Apollo Bay and revisited, because yeah, they're such stunning locations, and each kind of little town that's dotted along that coast is just totally different than the one next to it.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm sure many people are very excited to have MasterChef returning tonight from 7:30, Channel 10, or WIN, I think it is here. I'm not exactly sure. Andy, thanks so much for having a chat live from Uluru with the sunrise.
No worries, guys. Thanks so much for the chat, and yeah, I hope you guys enjoy tonight as much as we will.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.